Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
The ability to form abstract thoughts into words and transfer them to other minds is a gift entrusted on earth only to humans. Thus, it's a stewardship for which we will someday answer. In fact, quote, "For every idle word men may speak, they will give account of it in the day of judgment." Matthew 12, verse 36. The word idle, also translated careless or thoughtless, refers to words spoken to no purpose. Elihu, unlike the other three, carefully assessed what Job said. In this section, Job 35, verses 9 to 16, he addresses the content of Job's words. Quote, "Surely God will not listen to empty talk." Verse 13. Ouch! Elihu believes their conversation has been unhelpful because it is uninformed, and uninformed because it is uninspired by God. It makes sense, he says, that people, quote, "cry out for help as a result of the multitude of oppressions," verse 9. But if those who respond to sufferers fail to bring God into the conversation, they ignore the one who can best help. Quote, "But no one says, 'Where is God my Maker, who gives songs in the night?'" Verse 10. "He put you together and understands you better than anyone. And even in dark times he can give songs in the night." Also, while we may learn from creation, how much better to learn from the Creator himself, quote, "who teaches us more than the beasts of the earth and makes us wiser than the birds of heaven," verse 11. Don't follow Job's example who, quote, "multiplies words without knowledge," verse 16. I'm reminded that when he was afraid, quote, "Peter said, because he did not know what to say, and a voice came out of the cloud saying, 'This is my beloved Son, hear him.'" Mark 9, verses 5 to 7. We might precede Job's speeches with the words, "I don't know what to say." In that case, opines Elihu, don't say anything. Instead, quote, "Wait for him." Job 35, verse 14.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.